Just looking at your bio, you're a guy that you've kind of dabbled in all different sorts of media. You're a musician, you're a filmmaker, and now you have this comic book. Can you just give us a little segue into how you got involved into all of these things all at once?
Well, I kind of, when I was in high school, I kind of had a different life. I was more of an athlete, and my whole life was, like, developed to athletics. But I was really, like, starving to be, like, have, like, another outlet, but I could for different reasons. I couldn't do it because I was too involved in sports and everything like that. And I kind of gave that all up to just play music. And it was my dream when I was 18 years old. I was like, I'm going to move to New York City, and I want to be in a band, and I want to be a filmmaker. And that was 8 years ago, and here we are today. And I just kind of came in, and I just threw myself in the shit, as they say. You know what I mean? There's no other way to do it. Describe it. It's like I just went in there and I started PAing and I started a band and just going through all the motions and the ups and the downs, and, you know, I was able to actually scrape out a career, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so you have the band. You guys just released your first album in November, the Resurrection Star. Can you just tell us a little bit about you guys, what you guys bring to the table there before we get to the comic?
Sure. I mean, basically, it's a group of musicians that I've known for years, and when I'm a kid from New York, so, like, I grew up on, like, you know, like hardcore music and just big rock and roll, like, and classic rock and stuff. And when I moved to New York, I thought everyone was just trying too hard. There's, like, a really big art rock scene, and I just felt like everyone was really pretentious, and I kind of got lost in the mix, like, just being, like, a metal kid from Long Island. And I wanted to start a band that, like, it was the music that I grew up listening to, the music that I loved, and what I felt was really missing in New York, and that's where we are. And I got together with my boy Alex the Bison Coelho, a bass player, and we just started writing a record, because I was just fed up with all the pretension going on in music in New York. It was just like going to a show and being completely bored by all the bands that are, like, on these trendy labels and bullshit like that, and they're arty, and the songs are long, and it's very intricate, but it's, like, in the end, they just, like, they didn't rock, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't a place to go meet chicks, that's for sure, you know what I mean?
A lot of people have compared your voice to Glenn Danzig. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's fucking great, man. I mean, that guy, him, Danzig, and Dio are, like, my two biggest idols as vocalists, and,
Golden Tonsils, that's what they call them.
Yeah, the fact that anyone remotely describes me to Danzig is awesome. I mean, because he could just wail, and the fact that he's been doing it for so long, and it's a career that I idolize, because the guy has complete control over what he does. It's just amazing. I mean, the fact that he puts a record out, do any advertising, and just sells, and he tours, and puts a show, it's great. It's an amazing career that guy has.
Okay. So how did this all kind of transition into the comic book? You have your own production company, Midnight Dream Productions. That's where you distributed your album and where all your films are coming from and things like that. So how did you get to a comic book?
Well, it was just, like, the next logical step for me, because when, like, I do work, like, I work in the film business, and New York is a town built on independent film, but there's no more money here. Everyone is just broke off their ass after the economy completely just turned to shit. So I was doing very well, like, you know, DPing and directing videos. But then after a while, like, a lot of my clients and the agencies calling me, it's like the jobs just got shittier. And, like the pay, and I got really fed up. And I was like, you know what, I'm just going to refocus on my company and go back to making what I came here to do, was make films. You know what I mean? So I pitched an idea to some people I know over who have a Greek production company in Greece. And they set me up with a Greek film producer. And I flew over there, and I wrote this script in, like, a couple weeks when I was there. And the whole idea was to just kind of do, like, a presentation, but I just kind of got bored with the idea of doing a presentation. I was like, let's make it a comic. The story is really intricate, but it's very visual. And now it's probably going to be, like, a 3 or 4 part comic, you know? So it just kind of happened, you know? And I like to think of my company as a 21st century company where we have everything. Have all sorts of media. It's prints, it's music, it's, you know, whatever. Digital, analog, whatever you want to say. It's just, it's all encompassing, my company is what I want it to be. Without losing focus, you know?
So as far as the comic goes, how long did it take you to find an artist? What were the steps that you went to kind of put this comic together?
Well, actually, there's a buddy, there's a guy I was working with a buddy of mine who went to New York from D.C. I met in New York, and this guy, Isaac Carrie-Majeko, and he wants to be a storyboard artist, and he really just wants to be a comic book artist, of course, but, like, you know, he's doing, like, editing jobs and stuff like that. And I'm sure he's just frustrated, like, you know, doing, like, getting hired and being very talented and having to do shit gigs and stuff like that. Especially because, you know, we're relatively young, too. We haven't been doing this for years, you know what I mean? So we still kind of get the bottom of the barrel sometimes. And I asked him if he wanted to do it, and he said, yeah. And, you know, it's like, it was new for both of us because I never, like, wrote a comic. I just gave him the first 23 pages of the script.
Yeah,
and he did it for like almost no money. You know what I mean,
uh-huh.
So it's like I couldn't like be up his ass to like you know do this, do that. It's like, hey bro, here's the style I'm looking for. You know you're a smart guy, you're a writer yourself. You know the tone of the film. It's like I want it to look like you know Apocalypse Now, you know that 70s like you know desaturated but yet super saturated tone and like you know. And that's exactly what he did, and he's just a really talented guy. He's, like all artists, he's crazy. That's why I love working with him, because he's definitely passionate about what he does.
Okay, I mean, looking at the comic, it has kind of like a tone of like Marvel's Original Zombie, which is, you know, a comic that appeared in the 50s. It's very, like, this dark, kind of gritty world, but it's still, from a comic book's point of view, it's still a little gritty. There's no real, like, voice bubbles and things like that. Like, there's not a lot of depth to the story. It's more visual. Do you feel like you're going to change that as the comic goes on, or are you happy with the way the comic looks so far?
Well, the thing is, like, it's just an ever-evolving process. Like, we've never done this, you know what I mean? Like, the way the lead character looks, I said, dude, that's, like, just, like, here's the idea. I was, like, trying to make him look like me, and then, well, here's what happens. It looks like me, you know what I mean? So it's just like, he's like, well, you know, when you write, you know, it's always about, you know, it's like a PTU is always in your work. It's always, you know, but, you know, it's like being in a band, like doing this, like it's just going to be growing. And I think by, you know, maybe we'll look at it and he'll just reevaluate it or maybe we'll stick to it. You know, it's just whatever the next step is, the next step will be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, and the first 23 pages are really a setup. You know what I mean? It's just really a setup because the story has so many ins and outs in the next 100 pages that it's just really kind of like a little bit of exposition, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, and it feels that way. It feels like it's kind of like the first sip of a cup of coffee, you know? It's just the very, very beginning of what could be.
No, totally. That's exactly what I wanted to do because in the same process, I'm trying to, like, sell this as, like, a screenplay comic package, you know what I mean? So it's like, I want, like, well, I had someone read it a couple days ago, and they just wanted more and more and more, which is great. It's like, when, you know, we'll make the second edition, or you'll see the film, you know what I mean? That type of thing, you know? I think there comes a point sometimes where you got to leave them hanging and wanting more. It's like being in a band. It's like we're on the road, and, like, you know, we play 8 songs, and the crowd loves us. It's like we're done, you know what I mean? I'm not going to keep playing, you know? It's like, I'll see you later. Come back next time.
Yeah, absolutely. As far as getting the comic book into stores, is that something that you guys are planning, or?
Yeah, it's kind of like, everything's kind of happening a little quick. It's like we're having this show tomorrow, like with Royal Flush Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to sit down and we're going to evaluate, like, you know, well, which just like, you know, we're going to start like just pitching it to distributors and stuff like that, because we did the first 200 of the comic is like a special edition, like with an edition run. It's like on a very high quality stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're kind of like, we want to talk to a distributor about possibly, you know, doing it like on a little bit of a lower quality, bigger run and stuff like that. I want to get it up and down the Eastern Seaboard because I think it's a story that people would like, because it's almost like a supernatural mafia film. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it kind of felt like Interview with the Vampire meets like Boondock Saints.
Something like that, yeah. You know, so it's cool. And what's cool about it is, especially Greek vampires. What I learned just doing all of my research, it's less romantic and just more misanthropic. You know what I mean? Like they're not like these like brooding, love lost beings. It's like they're kind of sad and they're they're very tough, and it's just a whole different ballgame than like the classic idea of what like a vampire is, you know what I mean? And it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say about the comic or about your music or where your career is going?
Well, right now I'm really happy with where my career is going because things are going really well, and my business actually is with this comic and the band. It's like our goal. Our goal is to just take it as a band too. Just take it all to the next level. It's like I want my next record to be bigger. I want to release a second edition of the comic, and I want to make this film. I'm in the process of buying the rights to another classic beat, like a old C horror movie that no one knows about that I plan on remaking and specking that to a graphic novel too. So I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, and they say if you do what you love, the money will come, and I'm really not worried about the money yet. I'm just worried about getting it out there and just doing what I want to do right now, you know?
Okay.